This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. For a few hours on Friday, a lot of attention will focus on one wedding, the royal wedding in Britain. It will be celebrated with much pageantry and style, with big crowds in London waving flags and cheering. We'll see kings and clerics, lords and ladies, politicians and celebrities all parading in their finery. But do these images really represent the British? NPR's Philip Reeves has been on the road taking the pulse of that small, complex island nation.
This is Southall in the west of London. 20 years ago, Prem Singh moved here from Punjab in northern India. He considers Britain his home and likes it well enough. There are moments when he wonders if it likes him.
Because some people like... They're always keeping in mind, like, why there's so many outside people in this country. There's so many people think like that. Why, like, foreigners, why here? They're still thinking, like, this is my country and my this and that.
Singh runs a small computer shop. He worries. Business is bad these days. Singh keeps getting burgled. And then there's the family.
We are worried for our kids. They always telling us this happened, this happened, this happened.
That includes racial abuse. Singh is quick to say the culprits are a tiny minority. It still hurts. Life is tough for Singh. Yet, ask him about that wedding.
I'm interested. I'm very happy. We feel like this is a family wedding. We want to forget everything and we want to go for it, just enjoy the wedding in the street party.
Southall has one of the largest concentrations of people of South Asian origin outside the subcontinent. There are others in Britain. Some 40,000 live here, in the Scottish city of Glasgow. Queen Elizabeth loves Scotland, which is in the north of her kingdom. She has lots of land up here and a couple of castles, including one at her giant Balmoral estate, where it's said William and Kate May honeymoon. But the royal wedding's not such a big deal among those who live here, says leading Scottish historian Tom Devine.
They're much cooler up here about it. There's not by any means the same kind of interest.
Scotland's a nation within the United Kingdom. It has its own parliament, though with limited powers, and a very strong sense of identity.
I don't see myself as being British because I don't know what British is, to be honest.
Anwar Eddin is Scottish, although persuading her fellow citizens of that fact has sometimes been difficult.
There was very few people from ethnic minorities when we were growing up. And, I mean, in school, yes, you got called names, and even when you were outside, you got called names.
Din was born in Pakistan, but moved to Glasgow at the age of 2. That was nearly 60 years ago. Attitudes have improved greatly in Glasgow since her childhood, though they're far from perfect.
You know, even my niece, who's now, what, third, fourth generation, is some people will stop and say to her, when are you going home? You don't belong here. And she says, well, I was born here. And I've got nowhere to go.
Din's not much interested in the wedding. She works with poor, often jobless young people from Glasgow's minority communities. She thinks the money would be better spent on them. But she has some words of praise for the royal couple.
For me, one of the things that's been really positive is that they've said they don't want wedding presents and that anybody that wants to give them a present can go onto a website and see the charities and donate money to the charities, which I think is tremendous.
Well, when I'm in Glasgow, I'm a Scot, I'm a Brit, and when I'm in Pakistan, I'm a Pakistani, and I stand on my own 2 feet and I stand up to any challenge that they make to that because I have legal rights to both places.
Hanzala Malik was born in Britain to a Pakistani father and a Scottish mother. He now sits on Glasgow City Council. Islamist extremist attacks and the rise of anti-Muslim nationalist groups are a source of tension within Britain. Yet many Britons of Asian origin have, like Malik, flourished in the last few decades, achieving positions of power in politics, business, and also the media.
If you don't mind me asking, when was your first kiss? Can you remember?
I was probably 18.
I'm, you know, a 6-foot brown guy with a big pink turban and a beard. And yet people in Britain roll down their windows and shout, Jocko, they think I'm Scottish, they believe I'm Scottish.
Hardeep Singh Kohli grew up in Glasgow and has since become a British celebrity as a broadcaster, writer and comedian. His views on the royal wedding draw on his roots in India's Punjab.
You know, my parents come from a country that's been riven on a caste system where you were born in to privilege. And I've seen the finest minds the most able citizens held back because they were born into the wrong caste. So I'm not well disposed towards what is effectively a caste system. But on the other hand, let them get married. You know, they're allowed to get married.
Hanzala Malik, the Glasgow city councillor, believes his city's Scottish Asians generally take a more positive view of the wedding.
We're part and parcel of this country. We're here to stay and we're here to make a contribution. And we will celebrate every good opportunity we get. And this is going to be one that we'll celebrate wholeheartedly.
Philip Reeves, NPR News.